topic of the Shir is what's the Seder going to be when Mashiach comes? Is Mashiach going to come first? Are we all going to go back to Eretz Yisrael first? What's going to come first? And this is a very controversial question, and because this is what the core question of the whole Zionist movement is. Is all the Yidden going back to Eretz Yisrael? Is that a start? And is that going to cause Mashiach to come quicker? So there are a lot of letters from the Rebbe Rashab against the Zionist movement when it first started against Zionists. And there's two issues. One of the issues he had was that the people who were doing it were Mamash Frey. Their intention wasn't because they wanted to be kibbutz Golius and they wanted to make Mashiach come. They really would have been fine living in a Geisha country and assimilating with them. And a lot of them tried, but it didn't work because they were in Golos. And they were sure may work things out that the Goyim make us Saras and they don't let us live comfortably. So they realize they're not going to be able to live comfortably in Golos. So they decide the only Eitzah we have to make our own country. And it's going to be a Jewish country. And therefore, they will be able to live peacefully. But they had no intention of Torah Mitzvahs. They just wanted their own country. So that's one issue. Which has nothing to do with Mashiach.
Not going to be all of you. Just down a whole day.
Yeah, but on the phone you can get it. So his grandson was there, so you know, maybe my grandfather made the buckets in such words. So he asked him again, he said, come shrink his up, come shrink up, come to ask after I find
him.
It can use a fist.
That's one issue we have is Pasha there they weren't from. And then there's another. Then, when it comes to if you're going to talk about religious Zionism, so then there's another discussion we have to talk about. What's the Seder? What does Torah say about such a thing? So a lot of it starts in the Gemara and Brachis, which really the Seder of the Shemini, the Gemara over there is discussing the Seder of Shemini Esrei. So if you want to look at the Seder, what's the order of things going to be? Look what happens in Shemini Esrei. The seventh bracha we have, bracha Tashem Gael Yisrael, Gael Yisrael. So there's one gutl over there. Then, a few brachas later, you have Kab Shefer Gadol Chirasinu. Sounds like another gula. Then later, you have Asamach Davi Avdacha, Asamach Davi Avdacha. And you have bracha Yishalayim, then you have Asamach Davi Avdacha. So what could it be medayik from the Seder? So the Gemara in Megillah explains why does Shimon Esrei go on such a Seder? So that's in the first Marmok, and the Gemara says, Umaro leimar gula b'shviz. Why is the bracha of gula in the seventh bracha? Omar Ravo, mitech shasidin ligal b'shviz. Since the gula is going to be during a shviz year, it's going to be during the seventh year of shviz. So therefore, the ficha kavua b'shviyas. Therefore, they were kaviyah that the bracha is the seventh bracha. As the Gemara v'homar ma'ar, l'chayri you said b'shishis koilis. The sixth year, there's going to be a lot of koilis. I'm not sure. It's noise
kale.
Or balagan.
They call it kale. It's like arugula. It's like part of a salad.
B'shviyas mochamais. In the seventh year, in shviyas, there's going to be a lot of wars. B'maytsoi shviyas ben David bo. After Shviz, after the year Shviz, then Mashiach is going to come. So why do you put this bracha of Gael Yisrael as the seventh bracha? So answers the Gemara, Melchama nami eschalta de gulahi. So it's even though it's not mamash de gula, so it's schalta de gula. So what does eschalta de gula mean? So Rashi explains. It's not the beginning of the final gula. It's a type of gula, but it's not the final gula. Rashi says eschalta de gulahi. This is not the gula of our exile. The gula we say in the seventh brach just means that the Eibusha redeemed us from the tzaras that are coming to us. The ha birchas kibbutz of binyan shalayim, the tzemach david, yeshchol achas v'achas brachal asma. The vani gulazim, because you see in Shemini Esrei each for the gula and for and for Yerushalayim and for Mashiach, then David, you have separate brachas. Obviously, this bracha is not talking about the final geula. It's chalta de geula, but it's meaning it's a personal geula. It's a personal geula. And fine, but still, afilu hachi kibin shen geula ala kavua b'shvis. Nevertheless, since it's a type of geula, they put it the seventh bracha. Since the geula is going to be in shvis, they decide to put it. They put it there. Oh, he saying it says it's going to be mitzvah. Mitzvah shvis. So that's the Gemara. So there's a schalt of the Gula. So that the schalt of the Gula, that's not the Gula we're waiting for. Fine. So the Gemara continues. In the second Maramach, the Gemara continues. Why do you say it to compensate for after Birchas Hashanim? So the Chsiv Atem Har Yisrael Anafchen Titnu Prichem Tiso. Says the mountains of Eretz Yisrael, they will give their produce and their fruits. And tisola ami for them ki karvu lovely. When the day comes, they're going to bring. When Mashiach comes, all the trees are going to give, and all the plants are going to give lots of fruit and produce. So that's why we put birchas hashanah, which that's the bracha for parnasa, and that things should grow properly. After that, they have the bracha of the gula of kibbutz galius. Fine. So what's next? The kibbutz sheniskamsu galius nasadin birshayim. So the Kav HaShem is talking about Kibbutz Galius, all the Eden go back to Eretz Yisrael. So then they should punish the Hashem. The Kivan Shekalu Haminim, once the Hashem are destroyed, Mishrei Memes Keren Tzadikim. So then you have Al HaTzadikim. That's when the Tzadikim are uplifted to Hayim Adrega. That's why Al Tzadikim comes. They ask the Gemara, V'Heichon Mishrei Memes Karnam. Where are they uplifted? Where does this happen? V'Yerushalayim. This happens in Yerushalayim. Shenemar Shalu Yerushalayim 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 Yevayich. Fine. V'kivon shenivnis Yerushalayim. Then, so after, the next step is, once Yerushalayim is built, Ba'David, then David HaMelech comes. Mashiach comes. Shenemar says, Acher Yeshu B'nei Yisrael. After the Yidden are settled, V'kshuas Hashem Elekehem, Ve'es David Malkon. Then they says, Re'ibashar and David are king. So you see that David HaMelech comes after the Yidden are in Yerushalayim, and everything is settled. So L'chayda says Mashma, from here L'chayda, that first is going to be Kibbutz Galius. So this is, that first is going to be Kibbutz Galius. So in the letter from the Rebbe Rasham, that someone wrote to the Rebbe Rasham, L'chayda, there's Mashmas from a lot of different places that Kibbutz Galius is going to be first. So the Rebbe Rashab writes back to him a lot of Maram Nechimis where you see it's going to be the other way around. That no, first Mashiach is going to come, he's going to build the base of Mikdash, and then all the Eden are going to come back. One of the very clear Maram Nechimis is Zayah in Parshat Chayisara, the Rebbe brings down a lot. The third Maram Nechimis, it says that if the Zayah's back from the Pasuk says, B'ini Yishalayim Hashem, the Eibusha will build Yerushalayim, and then Nidchei Yisrael Yichanis. Then the Eibusha will gather in the scattered people. This is in the Zayin, in the third Maramakim. It says, "Ubeshata dezamin kutz brichun." In the time when the Eibusha prepared the mitkad al ame to remember or to redeem the Yidden, his nation, Knesset Yisrael tisuv min galus. So they will return from the galus. Ad kutz brichu yavne bei mikdashon bekad nisa. And then the Eibusha will build the Beis HaMikdash like it was before. V'yaskin hechla, and he'll fix the hechla. V'yavni karta the Yerushalayim, and he'll build the walls of Yerushalayim. L'basar yukim la me'afra, and he will uplift it from the grounds. Hadahu dechsiv b'in Yerushalayim Hashem v'gimer. This is what the pasuk in Tehillim says, that the Eibusha will build the Yerushalayim. That b'in Yerushalayim b'kadni, so that first the Eibusha will build Yerushalayim. Well, the basar, and only afterwards nidchei Yisrael Yichanis. Only afterwards the Eibusha will gather in the Yidden that are scattered all over. V'yemo, the Eibusha will say, hisnan b'yafar kumi, shav Yerushalayim, get up from the dust and return to Yerushalayim. V'yiskanish galusin the Yisrael, and all the exiles will be gathered in. Hadahu dechsiv b'in Yerushalayim Hashem b'kad nisa. This is why the pasuk first says b'in Yerushalayim Hashem. The Eibusha will build it. Well, basar nidchei Yisrael Yichanis. Only afterwards, then it says that the Eibusha will gather in the exiles. So the Zayar is very clear. Now first Mashiach is going to come, and he's going to build the Beis Hamikdash. Now the Eibishah is going to build the Beis Hamikdash. And the Eibishah brings a few Gemaras over there also, and other Marmakimis. But then at the end, he addresses, what about the Gemara in Megillah? The Gemara in Megillah sounds like first the Yidden are going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and then there's going to be it sounds different. So the Rebbe Rashab was addressing that question and another question. This person wrote to the Rebbe Rashab that there's a maimer from the Alter Rebbe, that the Alter Rebbe says that Kibbutz Golias is going to be before Bias Mashiach. There's a maimer from the Alter Rebbe in the Siddur in the Ach. Alter Rebbe says that Kibbutz Golias is going to happen first. This is what he asked the Rebbe Rashab. So Rebbe Rashab answered him that you have to understand what we're talking about. There are madrigas in Bias Mashiach and Bias Ben David. For sure, Mashiach is going to come first. When is going to be the shleimus of Bias Mashiach? When is it going to be the giluyim? When is it going to be the highest madriga of Bias Mashiach? There's going to be stages. The highest point of Bias Mashiach and the shleimus is going to be after the kibbutz Golias, after all the yidden are gathered in, and also beruchnius are first on the gathering of all the netzitzis and all the berurim, all the sparks that we have to work with. That shleimus of Bias Mashiach is going to be after kibbutz Golias, after all the Yidden gathering. But certainly first, Mashiach is going to come, he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash, and then he's going to gather the Yidden. But that's not the Shlimus. Right when Mashiach comes at first, it's not going to be on the highest Madrig of Bias Mashiach. After all the Yidden are gathered together, that's when Mashiach will be on the highest Madrig. This is in the fourth Maramakim. He writes, "Mashkas v'sidra apiti losi b'kal chasidim." The kibbutz Golias yia koydim abias Mashiach. And the Alter Rebbe writes that they say that the kibbutz Golias is going to be first. Haynu l'fisha hagiluyim the Mashiach lemata yia la'achas sheiskamsu hagolias. Because the giluyim down here, the giluyim of Mashiach down here is going to be after all the exiles are gathered in. Haynu achas sheisalun itzusi hachasadim hagvurish shenisbaru. After all the sparks were uplifted from the gurus and the chasadim, that's when it's going to be. V'chein hu alpi pashut, and not only alpi chasidus, but also alpi pshat. When could he be a king? When does Mashiach become Melech HaMashiach?
After election.
Yeah, you have to have all the yidden over there. Ein Melech v'layam. So Mashiach is going to come. When is going to be the shleimus of a Melech? Yeah, when they all come back. So he goes on. V'chein hu alpi pashut. The Malchus Shaykh La'achas Heiskamsu HaGolias. When is the Shaykh to be a king of Melech HaMashiach? After all the Yidden come back, Dafka. Afshah Kibbutz Yal Yod. Even though it's going to be through him, he's going to be the one gathering everyone together. Mikomok and Kedin Sheiskamsu Hare'ini Shaykh Melucha. Until all the Yidden are gathered together, he can't be a king. Dein Melech B'Layam. Dein Melech B'Layam. Kim Achash Heiskamsu Al Yodin. Only after they are gathered through him. Oh, it's Tia Melucha. Then it's going to be on them. Based on this explanation, the Rebbe Rashab says you can also understand the Gemara in Megillah. When the Gemara in Megillah says that it's going to be that Bnei Yerushalayim and Mashiach Samach Tzavi Avdecha is going to be after Tekav Shefer, after the Kibbutz Golias. Talking about the shleimus of Yerushalayim and the shleimus of Melech HaMashiach. The shleimus of all these things will be dafka after Tekav HaShefer Gadol, after the Kibbutz Golias, after all the Yidden come together. But it doesn't mean to say, you can't bring your eye from the Gemara that dafka that Kibbutz Golias is going to happen first. That's how the Rebbe Rashab is masbir. And the Rebbe Rashab writes very strong in the attack that first Mashiach needs to come. Yeah. Fine. So there's also sichas and letters from the Rebbe on this inyan. And the Rebbe brings the Rebbe says the Taka Arma Kairis and Taita that say that Kibbutz Golias is going to be first. The Taka, there's the Medrash Tanchumo and there's the Yalkut Shemaini. The Taka Medrashim that say it like that. So it's Machlekes and Taita. And Taita, there are two deists in Taita. Or then we have here the Medrash and Chumah, the fifth Maramakim. So Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Maseiras Agadahi. So we have Maseiras Shein Yishlaim Nivnis Ashi Iskansu Hagolius. That Yishlaim won't be built until all the exiles are gathered. If someone tells you that what's going on, the Golos already came in, but even the Yishlaim, and it never happened. You shouldn't believe him. Shekach Ksiv Bein Yishlaim. That the Eibusher will build Yerushalayim, and then it says Nidchei Salichanis. That when the Eibusher gathers all the nations, Yerushalayim will be built. So obviously he's not saying the truth. So the Rebbe addresses these midrashim, but the Rebbe says at the end of the day, you want to know all the ma'aseh what to do, you have to look in halacha. Halacha is the Rambam. The only one who passes halacha in these inyanim is the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Rambam gives a clue, he tells you what's the Seder going to be, that a Melech is going to come up, is going to be Hogev HaTorah, he's going to make all the Yidden do mitzvahs, and he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to build the base of the Mikdash, and then he will gather all the Yidden in. That's the Seder the Rambam says. The Rambam says that Seder, and none of the Mepharshim argue. The Rambam, other things that Ravid argues, the Rambam says the Mashiach doesn't need to do miracles. The Ravid argues he have Gemaras which seem to say he doesn't need to do miracles. But over here, the Mepharshim are quiet. So Saraya, you have the Rambam and all the Nesikim who are made it. So the Rebbe writes this in a lot of places. One, there's a letter over here. Someone wrote to the Rebbe after all the Nisim that were happening in Eretz Yisrael with the Melchameis, could you say that this is the Schalta de Gula? The Gula started. So the Rebbe wrote against it. I know the Megula only starts once you have Melech HaMashiach. Yeah. So in the sixth Maramachim, the Rebbe writes in Igos Kedesh Cheva Chavdalin, page Shin Samach Tes, Bahari Psakdin Borer Hu Berambam, it's a clear Psakdin in Hilchas Melechim, say Perek Yud Aleph, and Al Derech Ha'ifin Siyam Tekufas HaGolos, how the Tekufa HaGolos is going to end, Bahas Cholos Tekufas HaGolos, how it's going to start. And he explains what the order is. Shayami Melech mi Beis David Hoigav Teira, who was Klar, who was Baki in Teira. Shebichsav v'shebal peh. V'yachav kol Yisrael leilich bo. He's going to force everyone to do it. Ulechazik vidko. V'yilochem l'chemes Hashem, and he'll fight the wars of the Eibusher. V'gam oz adayin adayin vados. And even still then, you don't know for sure he's a Mashiach. He's only Cheskas Mashiach. When he knows for sure Mashiach, Kiim Kishal Achri Kose Hitzliach, only if he was Masliach or Banim Mikdash, Bin Kaima, he built the base of Mikdash, then you know that, then you know he's a Mashiach Vadai. Ki Achal Yas is it. Another person won't be able to do so too, such a thing. The Kabbaz Yidche Yisrael, and then he will gather the Yidin. Ki Ad Oz Adayin Pizurim Yu, because till then they will still be scattered. Then Harizem Mashiach Vaday. As all these things happen, you know it's going to be Mashiach. And he's Mashiach Vaday. But you see, Klar, the Rambam says, Klar, what's going to happen? The last thing is going to be Kibbutz Golius, all the Yidden being brought back to Eretz Yisrael. And that itself is done through Mashiach. So clearly that hasn't been had. That's not what was happening. So clearly it's not the beginning of the Gula yet. And Rebbe goes on weiter. Not even one Pesach argues on this. This is how you find the Farshim say differently. And therefore they want to go with these Midrashim to say that it's going to be like the Midrashim and the Farshim that Kibbutz Golius is going to be first. This is the Rebbe gives a funny example. B'dugmas ha'reitzel ha'aschel kudusha Shabbos min ha'beika ad beiker. He wants to keep Shabbat from morning to morning, instead of from evening to evening. Why? The Rashbam is also a Pesach. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but I guess the Rashbam has some part. I didn't have enough time. So someone's going to say he wants to do Shabbos just like the Rashbam says. It's a joke. He's saying, you have a Shulchan Aruch. He's saying, that's not how it works. So therefore, it's a foolishness. Obviously, you go to the Rambam. And the Rebbe says, Pasha the Rambam yodah ma'amari chazal besugyas Mashiach Shabbos Sanhedrin. Obviously, the Rambam knew about all these shayas and these sugyas in the Yerushalmi. And so he's placing out in Baruch. And he gave a clear psak din that no, first there's going to be Bias Mashiach, and then there's going to be Kibbutz Golias. So this is the Rebbe's Mahalach. You need Kibbutz Golias first. What's interesting, there's a Ha'ar in Sefer Sichas, where the Rebbe says that there is a possibility that Kibbutz Golias could be first. The Rebbe says that the Rambam, Derech Klal, talks about the Gula of the most basic, the way things have to be Api Halacha. Api Halacha, things have to be how it has to be. In the most minimal way, is that Mashiach comes, Gula comes in the way of Leizachu. Derech Klal, the Rambam talks about Leizachu. That's why the Rambam says it doesn't need to be miracles, because the bare minimum. So therefore, the bare minimum is going to be first is going to be Bias Mashiach, and then it's going to be Kibbutz Golias. The Rebbe says it's possible that, and if Mashiach comes in the way of Zachu, maybe things will be different. Maybe there will be a Kibbutz Golias first. So there is a possibility that Kibbutz Golias could be first. But either way, still, so even if you're going to go with this, that Kibbutz Golias could be first, it's still Ayyidei Mashiach. Kibbutz Golias is through Mashiach. So it's weiter is still waiting. So this is in the 7th Ramakim, the Rebbe says, Kish Leimar, the Haramba Mesifrei, which is Halachis, he gives a psak din of the Seid HaMuchrach Al Pi Halacha B'chol Ifen. What's the bare minimum how it has to be? Mashenkin HaSeidah Sheyiyah Rakim Achshar Dori. Whereas if the Seid, the way things are going to be, if we're Zeichet to have Mashiach come earlier, V'yu Kolu Kol HaKitz in the Gamri, Sha'al Zivne Beis HaMishkas Milchad Chila B'tachlis HaShlemos. Because then it could be that the Mashiach, that the Beis HaMishkas will be built in a way Al Yidei Kol Yisrael. Could be that will be zeichet. That we know that the Beis Hamikdash will be built. Yeah, could be it will be zeichet. But even if you're going to say slashing, but this is b'derech klal. This isn't the Seid Avida. The normal way things is going to be Mashiach is going to come. You can have Yisim a klal for Itakia for zeichet could be first. But even for zeichet, that's still going to be through Melech Hamashiach. But there's another verse that Rebbe has in Teres Menachem Toshim and Ches. The Rebbe says, L'cheira, you have 2 days in Teira, what's going to be first? L'cheira, usually we say, Eil Eil Divrei Elokim Chayim. Everything is true. But how can it be true? Only one of them is going to happen. Yeah, well, I'm saying only one of them is going to happen. So the Rebbe says that no, it could be that they're both going to be true, and they're both going to happen, because there's many Madrigas. Taka first, Mashiach is going to come. He's going to build the Beis Hamikdash, and then there's going to be Kibbutz Golias. But then after Kibbutz Golias, once you have all the Yidden together, then the Beis Hamikdash is going to be on a much higher Madrega. So that's the pshat that Mashiach, that Beis Hamikdash is going to be built after Kibbutz Golias, because there's a mile of Kibbutz Golias being after Kibbutz Golias. You have all the Yidden there, so then there's going to be a shleimus of the Beis Hamikdash, and then we're going to keep going on. There's a mile in the Kibbutz Golias, and then there's a mile of the Beis Hamikdash.